If you ever want to sell your company, the only thing that really matters is the profitability.
Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast with Joshua Latimer, where we discuss business, life, family, faith, struggle, fire, pain, and ultimately winning.
It's time to take massive action.
Look, I can't work harder on your life or business than you do.
It's ultimately all on you.
You know, God created all the food the birds would ever need, but he doesn't put it in their nest. You've got to go get it.
10 out of 10 people die. So how about doing something today that actually matters while you still can? Hey, happy Monday. Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast. Josh here. I want to talk to you about profitability. Maybe it's something that we think we understand. Maybe it's something you think about sometimes, or maybe you don't have time to think about it because you're holding everything together, running like a hamster on a wheel, going 700,000 miles an hour, and you're full of fear and you're freaking out and you're just trying to survive. Josh, come on, Josh, I gotta buy groceries, man. Well, this is a very important topic. And so I'm going to explain to you why focusing on your profitability is probably one of the most important things you can do in business. The first most obvious reason why is that 82% of businesses that fail, that go out of business, 82% of them, the reason that that happens is because of cash flow problems. They don't have enough margin. They run out of money. And this is true, you know, for brick and mortar retail type stores, and it's true for service companies too. Now, the good news is that service companies have a higher success rate than many, many other industries. In fact, over the last 5 years, you're more likely to succeed if you start a service business than most other industries. I was doing some research and stuff preparing for today's podcast, and I thought that was really interesting, and it makes sense because of baby boomers and the aging population, and just the demand for services is really high right now. But if you're not profitable, things will get really weird. And here's the reason this is important for a small company. When you start a business, oftentimes, I know for me, when I started my business, my very first service I ever did, I made $20 an hour, and I was cleaning windows for this home. I was really excited, man, right? Remember, guys, I started in a trailer park, and I was delivering pizzas. And I worked my butt off delivering pizzas. I think I've made about $12 or $13 or sometimes $15 an hour doing that. But that wasn't a real cost because I was also destroying my car and just beating up on my vehicle and stuff. But I was really excited that I didn't have a boss. I was working outside by myself, and it took me 3 hours to do this job. I made $60, and I thought, man, my life has changed. I'll never be the same. This is the greatest thing ever. And maybe you came out of a scenario like that where you started your business not because you're some super genius entrepreneur that thought everything through, but you were trying to get away from working for the man. You just want to be your own boss. You're just a little rebellious, right? Entrepreneurs, they just ain't nobody gonna be the boss of me. I'll do what I want to do, right? So you start a company, you don't understand any of the business stuff yet. And if you've survived long enough, some of the pain starts to come in and you start to realize something's wrong. One of the big things that's wrong is profitability. Now, that $20 an hour I made wasn't real. And the reason it wasn't real was because I didn't have an actual company. I had no cost structure. I didn't have any expenses at all. I had just spent a couple $100 on some window cleaning equipment. But when you have a real business, there's a cost structure to it. And it will help you tremendously to understand today. Maybe your business only does a few $100,000 a year. Try to visualize what does a cost structure look like for a company that does $2 million a year. I'm not going to go way down the weeds and go crazy with all the math. I'm just going to talk about the concept here. That $20 that I made an hour on that first job would never have supported, you know, a physical office, business insurances, and all the other fixed expenses that I'd have to run a real company. It wouldn't have supported employees and staff, let alone a middle management layer of staff, which is one of the biggest things people overlook when they're small, right? When you're making $100 an hour, it feels like you're killing it, but you're only feeding your own mouth. And if there's not enough margin, if there's not enough space inside of your pricing to pay a future operations manager a really competitive, awesome salary with bonuses and all kinds of opportunity, and then to have your office manager who is not out there producing revenue for you, but it's critical. And you might have two or three people working in the office when you get a bigger company, or five. You have different assistants, you have sales, you have liaisons, you have all these people, and you don't have them today, but your pricing today needs to take into consideration that you're gonna have them someday. And remember, 82% of the companies that fail, it's because of cash flow reasons. The other reason it's important to focus on profitability is that if you ever wanna sell your company, the only thing that really matters is the profitability. The way that you come up with a business valuation, if you have a real company, is all based on the profit, typically, for service companies. Now, you don't get to play by the same rules as, you know, a Silicon Valley startup. If your business does 200 grand a year and you pay yourself 30 grand a year and you have a bunch of debt because you bought a bunch of equipment and you have all these people who are paid too much or your pricing's too low, if there's not any margin, if there's not net profit at the end of paying those other things, your business isn't worth anything. It's worth zero. It's worth zero. A lot of the people listening to this show, your business is literally worth nothing, or it's worth a lot less than you might hope or wish that it was worth. And it's a rude awakening a little bit, because maybe you're doing $300,000-$400,000 a year and you think that your business is worth $500,000. Well, guess what? If it's not profitable, it's not. The average multiples that are used when you're selling a service company, and this varies widely from region to region and depending on who the buyer is and all that, of course, but in general, you're looking at a multiple between 1 and 5 for a service company. And what that means is whatever your profit is, let's say that you do $500,000 in sales and revenue, and you pay all of the bills, including your own market rate salary for the work you do in the business. Let's say you pay yourself $50,000 a year and you work 45 hours a week. Okay, cool. Let's say that there's $100,000 left after that. That would be a really pretty profitable company. You know, not bad. They're 20% net margin after everything. Your business valuation is based on that $100,000 profit. And if there's no operational systems, if things are a mess, you might only get a multiple of 1. So your $500,000 business, no one will even want to buy it. Or if they do, they might want to buy it for like $100,000, which is kind of sickening, because you're already making that every year right now, right? But anyway, I don't want to go down the road on that. I don't want to get too distracted. My point is that you should care about profitability, because it's the number one reason people go out of business. And it's also the number one factor when valuating your business. It's really, really important. So you want to get a nice, systemized, profitable business so you can sell it for a multiple of 4 or 5, right? Or even higher. It's possible to do it higher than that. So then it's a huge, huge thing. So I think I've made myself clear on that. The other thing is your stress level. I know for me, I would rather have $1 million business with 100 customers, right, that pay $10,000 a year worth of stuff to me, than I would to have 10,000 customers all paying $100 a year to me, right? What if you could have the same end of the day results, but you had half of the customers? A little while back, several weeks ago, I had Stanley Genetic on as a guest in the podcast, and he had a multi-million-dollar landscaping company. He now has a YouTube channel called The Dirt Monkey. He's a really neat guy. You should go watch his YouTube videos. He has over 100,000 subscribers on that channel now, which is so cool. But with his landscaping company, what he did is he purposely cut his company down to less than half. I think it was like 60%. He just stopped doing business with all these projects he was doing and offering all these services because it wasn't really profitable and it was killing him. And he ended up scaling it back to like a $700,000 or $800,000 company, but made the same amount of money. I think he might have made a little more money. You can go back and listen to the episode. But how powerful is that? What if you could do 33% of the work you're doing right now and make the exact same amount of money that you make right now? Wouldn't that be pretty cool? That's what profitability does for you. Sales is great, and I know I talk about revenue a lot on here, and I know my goal for Send Jim is to do $10 million in revenue. The real truth of it is it's really not about the revenue at all. My goal for Send Jim is to do $2 million in profit this year. That's really behind the scenes what I'm really dialing in on, and as I've been doing my planning for our company, I'm getting more focused on the profit and less focused on the revenue, and I think you guys should do the same thing. At the end of the day, you work really hard, and you go home and you collapse and you pass out and go to sleep, And you need to have been profitable that day. You need to have been profitable. It's kind of hard to see it when you're living in it sometimes, and I totally understand that. But I want to encourage you to take a look, get with an accountant, get with someone that is really good at math if you're not, and try to figure out where you are now. Step one is being real about the situation. I call it the situation. We need to take a snapshot of the reality today before we can begin to improve it. Once you know where it is right now, it's gonna affect your decision making. It's gonna affect the way you submit bids, the way that you care about your perceived value. Yesterday's podcast, I talked about perceived value in the customer lifecycle. Implementing strategic and intentional little itty bitty things in your business can wildly change your profitability. And you can stop competing on price and you can start being the highest, most premium service provider, doing the same amount of revenue, but way less total jobs, tons of margin and profit. And guess what? Your company's better. It's healthier. You're not going to fail. You can pay your staff more. You can do planned randomness with your employees. You can give bonuses. You can be generous. You can do really cool Christmas parties instead of lame little Christmas parties where everybody gets $5 McDonald's gift cards. Like, profitability saves the day. It really does. It really does. And for Send Jim this last year, it really wasn't that profitable. We had a good revenue year. We've expanded our team. And most importantly, we got our product really built out very well. And it's really stable and it's awesome. And that was really expensive. And so we had reinvested all that margin to keep the product getting better and adding more features and stuff. And I think we made the right choice, but it creates a really stressful environment. And so this year we're gonna focus on still improving the product, but being way more intentional and focused on the margin and the profit. Because if we're not profitable, everybody's job's at risk. You know, the thing that stresses me out more than anything with any business I've ever started are all the people involved with it. It's hard for me to get motivated to do something for myself sometimes, but it's easy for me to be motivated by Mariah, our designer, who has a young family and who needs this job and who needs to make even more, double what she gets paid right now. And we got Cooper and we have Mike in Florida and we have Derek and Chris and Karina and Mark and Louie and everybody on our team. They all need this to work. And my job as a CEO and your job as a CEO of your thing is to make sure you are building your business profitably, and do not get obsessed with top line revenue, get obsessed with the bottom line net profit, what's left over. Because once you have that, now you have options. Now you're nimble and you can move and it's awesome. So that's my encouragement for today. It's a Monday. I hope you guys have a great week. Thank you so much for everybody that gave me an iTunes review. It's so fun reading these things. I like eat popcorn and read them and laugh, and it's amazing. I'm so thankful for that. Please share these podcasts. If this one really resonated with you, take 60 seconds, go on Facebook, post it in a group, tag your buddies in it that need to understand this. If you know someone spinning their wheels, Share the episode so they can hear it. It's going to help them. Okay? All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care. God bless.
Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you love today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.